This alpha predator of yours, Doctor, do you really think he has a chance?
The arrogance of man is thinking nature is in our control, and not the other way around. Let them fight.
Godzilla 2014 slash or X Godzilla.
It's 2014 X-Kong. Slash X Kong colon the Empire.
Yeah, the new Empire. Whatever. We're going to talk about the 2014 Godzilla and then the one that just came out just for fun because we saw it all together.
Yeah, don't forget to say who you are.
I am Matt Durson.
I'm the human known as John Hunt.
Clay. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Josh, welcome back.
Clay X Furno here.
Oh, good one. Good.
That's yeah, because Godzilla and Kong bought Twitter.
So they're the ones.
that's my there's my no prize.
All right. It's just funny. So I guess it's supposed to be Ant or like
yeah, it's like Ant. It's like a marketing thing. People right. Branding. Like Rihanna X Fenty is like her Fenty fashion line, you know. That it's like a, it kind of comes from like the hip hop world.
Ah, yes,
like, yeah, you that know, was cool. Like Godzilla and Kong and their hip hop album in the movie.
Yeah, oh man,
yeah, they were rapping.
Wouldn't have been out of place.
No, it wouldn't have been out of place. Yeah, but it was fun. We all saw it. We hadn't seen a movie together in many years, I suppose. And yeah,
we should tell everybody fun. Why we saw it.
Oh, I guess because it was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Durson.
Thank you.
Birth X day.
Thank you. It was my
birthday. It was your birth X day.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. I like getting people together on my birthday. And one thing we've done a few times is see a kind of shitty movie. Like we saw that G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Years I think ago, that's Rise the last of time Cobra? All of us?
Is that the last time?
Probably.
Retaliation.
G.I. Joe Retaliation, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I know my Joe.
I think we saw Winter Soldier, which actually is not a bad movie.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Yes.
So that was a good movie, and we all got cool little glasses with it.
Yeah, yes,
I think I got the Falcon glasses.
That was pretty cool. I don't know, we might have seen something else. I think...
John was sitting next to me, and anything that was good, we fisted each other.
Yeah, it was Age of Ultron, I think.
Too bad you weren't sitting next to each other the other day. I don't, or maybe it's fine. You wouldn't have been bumping at all.
I got, but like Josh and I got to make a bunch of jokes at the expense of the movie. So
yeah, it's good.
Just as good as
Kenny
good,
and I were having a blast.
All right, great. Yeah, we're laughing. It's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie to go see with my friends.
I feel the change in tone from the 2014 Godzilla to
I know.
This one, I'm like, wow, this is just done. It doesn't even feel like the same franchise.
That's yeah. Kind of why the one I haven't seen yet is Kong Skull Island, because I just got the deuce chills from that and was like, that there's no way that's fucking any good. I'm not going to see that, even though I like
really love it, but I thought it was pretty awful.
It's pretty bad. I don't know. I think they like it because it has like good people in it, but like it doesn't mean that the movie's good.
People doesn't mean
good movie.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, they're like, oh, it's got Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson John C. Reilly and John Goodman.
Same casting person Goodman. As the Marvel film, so that's why there's all these Marvel people in it.
Is that Sarah Haley Finn?
Sure. I don't remember what her name was. I just knew it.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah, but I don't know. That's not that good. But I know, Clay, you're a completionist. So if you want to see them all, you might as well see that one. But it's
I probably
but
will see it,
also
but I got the douche chills when I even just saw the trailer. I was like, well, I also have a strong Kong bias. I never was
yeah,
like
that's what I was going to
into
point
King
out.
Kong.
A Kong bias.
I hate the dumb ape or whatever you call
I
it.
yeah, I didn't hate the Kong in Godzilla and Kong though. I enjoyed watching him throw stuff around.
He
Throw
was
buildings
kind of,
around.
yeah, he was kind of like the main thing. Godzilla's not in it that much, to be honest. And
That's true.
when he is in it, he's all pink.
Yeah.
Is
Jenny
that like
watching
a
Godzilla.
Final Wars kind of thing? Was it Final Wars was one where he was all glowy, right? Like he's like
No,
all...
it's Godzilla versus Destoroyah, where
Oh, okay.
he's having like a nuclear meltdown and he's all glowy and burny and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about the. We'll get there with the 2014 Godzilla, but yeah, they've completely. Oh, there we go. I like that. Crack one open.
It's time to start.
But like, we get like, yeah, it's a completely different thing. Like, I can't even imagine that. Like, it's the same. It's a completely different planet. It's
I
ridiculous.
think yeah, Josh and I were talking like there's the tone of this movie, and then there's the Monarch show, which is more in line with this the original movie, right? But how does like the Monarch show even touch anything that was going on in Godzilla X Kong? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're really connected, like other than
They're
names
supposed to
and
be.
characters, but like, yeah, I thought they were, right? But it just it didn't seem at all like they were.
And what I say was
It's
like the Monarch show is like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the
Yes.
Godzilla universe.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it is, right? Because it doesn't have any. It doesn't, Godzilla's not actually in it. You know, it's kind of like there were no superheroes really in the Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But like, except once in a while they would throw oh, here's Lady Sif or whatever, you know. But like, I don't know. And then you have this Godzilla Minus One, which was really good. Again, like, obviously completely different, like not the same universe or anything, different company, different country. All very good.
That movie was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
It was
so
awesome.
good. My favorite movie of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think it
I
was,
don't
I've
think
only
you've
seen
seen like
three
three.
movies.
I was gonna say, I thought you've only seen like one.
Well, now you've
There's something like
seen
you can't
two.
stream it yet, or like you won't be
Yeah.
able to, or
Yeah.
something. I don't know.
I think it's a contractual thing that Toho can't get in the way of. They're not supposed to release Godzilla movies in the same year, but it carried over anyway. But yeah, they don't want to step on the publicity for this movie. So once this movie goes to streaming, they'll probably announce a streaming thing for Minus
Oh,
One.
I've just figured it out. That's why it's Godzilla X Kong is like they were competing with the minus one. So it's actually a multiplication. So,
There's
oh,
just so
there you
much.
go. Yeah.
Godzilla times
Perfect.
Kong minus
I'll take the
Godzilla minus
one
one. Yeah.
minus one. Yeah. Plus
The
one Donkey Kong.
and I got my plus
Junior.
one here.
Donkey Kong Junior.
I'm giving it plus
I'll take
one.
my no prize. Thank you.
But yeah, okay. I mean, like, we're not going to talk about it too much, but yeah, like the idea it like picks up for the last one where Kong is living in Hollow Earth and he's lonely. I thought the whole point was like, oh, it's going to be great. He'll live down there because I guess the idea is Godzilla won't find him, I
Yeah,
suppose. I don't know.
I
Yeah.
again, I thought they were cool with each other, but I guess I just didn't pay close enough attention to that really intricate plot of the last movie.
So, but then Kong finds like he's got a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of other people like him, and then there's that Iwi girl who like she finds her tribe. All this is going on in Hollow Earth, and then I love that they're in Hollow Earth, and then they go down to subterranean, like
Hollow
left
Earth.
realm. There's more stuff down there. How big is
I was
Hollow
looking for
Earth?
the Inhumanoids crossover.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Actually. Let's get Flint Dillion on here to talk about that.
I gotta say, when they were fighting in like zero gravity Hollow Earth, and it was kind of like in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 when they were all fighting and floating around, I thought that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
I
It was
thought that was
different.
It was like the strangest
thing
I had
weird,
ever seen
but
Godzilla do. Except, I mean, he
he
did
did
fly in a
by shooting his fire.
But... So I guess it's not that weird if you think about it.
But yeah, like the whole thing was I guess what is the whole thing? Like Godzilla was like eating this energy thing.
I think he was sensing the bad apes. What is it? Scar?
Right. Scar King?
That they were getting ready to, you know, do some nasty
Come
stuff.
Up.
And he was energizing himself for the big battle. Which, have a battle at the end, but it doesn't involve all the ape army and stuff.
No,
I still don't understand. Like, they're like, the Scar King is trapped down there. He got Godzilla trapped him down there years and years ago, and he can't get out. And it's just like, but he can send all his minions out wandering. Just didn't really make sense to me.
For all the exposition that took place in this movie, they really didn't explain much of anything.
I felt this whole movie had a lot going on, but nothing going on at the same time. It was really just like the Adam Wingard probably has a 6-year-old kid and said, "Hey, what do you think would be awesome?" And the kid was like, "Dad, this is what you got to do. It's like you got to have him fighting in the floating rocks, and then he fights a giant crab." And it just sounded like a 6-year-old wrote this thing. It was just like
kind of like they don't want to get too horny with it too. Like they do it in a lot of movies where it's like Rachel Hall, Dan Stevens, like maybe they dated before and they're like flirting with each other, but they don't get too horny with each other because like she has a kid and stuff. But I was like, you know, I wanted them to bang it out. Rachel X Dan
sequence that we didn't stay for.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The funny thing, though, like when we were kids watching Godzilla movies on Creature Double Feature or whatever, you know, like all I wanted to see was monsters fight, you know? So, like,
yeah, you weren't paying attention to literally anything. You're like, oh, these scientists are running around. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the fucking thing.
Yeah. I just want to watch the monsters fight. So, like, I mean, I feel like there was a long part of this movie, and I get it because it's like an actual like movie. But also, I was like, all right, when are they gonna do some fighting? Like, you know, like Kong is just hanging out with baby Kong, who was actually he was like a little shit.
I like the fact that
I didn't
Kong
want
was,
him
like,
to be that cute.
On him.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite part of the movie was him beating the other apes with the baby Kong.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
And there was like a fastball special in there too, I think.
Yeah. Threw him right at him. But like, yeah, I mean, there was a whole part where they're kind of just like, oh, and here's the Iwi tribe. And oh, I can tell you the whole plot of the movie from what's written on the wall that Rebecca Hall is just like, and then the blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I don't even care. We don't need to know why they're fighting. Let's just have them fight.
Totally like Man of Steel. There was like so many like things that were just pieces of other movies. That was totally like the Man of Steel. Like, oh, here's the pinpressions. This is what happened on Krypton. Or look at what's written on the wall. I can read this. I can read this. I know we.
She did have a book. At one part that's just like how to read Iwi or
how to read this ancient
learn the Iwi in 5 easy steps. Iwis were dummies.
Iwi were dummies. It's on your app.
He's just know. To learn.
Get the Babble.
We can't forget our podcaster pal.
Yeah, this,
right.
Just like
Brian Tyree Henry. Is that his name? What's Brian Tyree Henry? Whatever his name is. Yeah, he's
you got it right.
So goofy. Like I love how like this.
Their annoying comic relief.
The scientist goes to this dumbass, like, be like, hey, can you help me?
Travel across the world instead of shooting him an email or something.
Yeah, I go out all the way to your...
Yeah, he's a blogger, podcaster, Discord server guy. He's always, like, mixing up all his vernacular. Like, I lost followers on my blog. It's like, do you mean you lost listeners? Like,
this is definitely someone wrote this that didn't understand how podcasting and blogging works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when she knocks on his door and he's recording, he's like, I'm recording it here.
Yeah, just press stop.
Like it's live. Yeah.
Yeah, just press stop.
We started
a bunch of times.
Yeah, right. When I fuck up the countdown.
Or when I couldn't get my Blu-ray player to sync up when you guys were watching stuff streaming when we would do watch alongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A watch along.
Like, can you come down to Hollow Earth with me? Me and my ex-boyfriend Ace Ventura danced. At least they acknowledge that he dressed like Ace Ventura. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen everything that Dan Stevens has done, but that was the goofiest I think I've ever seen him.
Yeah,
he was probably like, "This will be fun."
Paycheck.
Yeah, right. That'll work. Can I just be a complete imbecile in this movie? I'm like, sure.
Right, but he's like an imbecile, but he's a likable imbecile at least. He didn't grate on my nerves.
No, that's true.
Like the fat pilot guy that gets eaten by the tree.
Yeah.
I know he was supposed to grate on your nerves, but I was like, boy, you're really ratcheting up the annoyingness of this guy. Which it probably would be true to life. Someone that looked like him that had a gun would be acting like that.
True that.
I kind of wanted to get not eaten by a tree, though. I wanted to get killed by something, you know, one of the monsters should kill him. A tree. Oops. Just so that guy could say, a tree just ate him. He just got eaten by a tree.
Yeah. Oh, well. It wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't funny. But, like, we had a good time. I don't want to. Like, we all came out of the theater being like, that movie was hilarious. It was
really dumb and stupid, but
we got a Mothra, so we did get, like, a classic monster and. You know, that was
right,
cool.
Right?
She was kind of like had like the big sister role, I thought, you know? She was like, you guys, come help me with this.
Come on. Mothra even did the Spider-Man like web shoot like thing, like over the eyes.
And stuff.
So, I mean, whatever. It was fun. I can't say, you know, like, oh, don't go see it. That movie's stupid. Because I recommend, people see it. And it made a...
Stacey wants to see it. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, that movie was so stupid. She's like, good, stupid? I was like, yeah, we should definitely go
the
see it.
The best kind of stupid.
Really weird because, like, you know, leaving it, we were like, we all said that, you know. But it's like, I've been reading reviews and so many people are like, it was amazing. And I'm like,
no, it was
great because it was funny and it wasn't funny, but like everybody seems to be on board that this is like an amazing movie, and I'm like, I don't know you people.
I mean, you know, we had a...
maybe they're all being sarcastic in their reviews.
Maybe.
I don't know what the maybe they all just maybe they were stoned or something, or they were just like us and they just wanted to see monsters. But I mean, yeah, it's not good.
No, I don't know.
But like, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's not good. It's great. Jen,
54 tomato, 92 audience.
There you go. There you go. I think you described it perfectly, Clay. It's the, like, it's a good stupid, or it's good stupid. But it's still stupid.
Dumb movie is good stupid.
Dumb movie is good stupid. Let me go.
I want that on the t-shirt.
Classic. Yeah. Josh is like already whipping out his iPad to like.
Hey, I tomorrow.
Make sure you put our website on there. All right. Well, that's. I don't know. Do we want to cover that anymore? We're good with Godzilla.
Yeah, it's like the Fast Times of the Monsters.
Yeah, I mean, it just made a lot of money. So there's not much else out to see, but I mean.
Except Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. We should talk about a good Godzilla movie.
Or at least a serious Godzilla movie.
I think
it's Let's talk about Godzilla Minus One.
All right, we can talk about... I mean, that's a really good Godzilla movie. Good. I've only seen it that one time in the theater. I can't really.
That's how I saw that one on my birthday. So I just go see Godzilla movies on people's birthdays.
Oh, there you go.
I've seen it minus one times.
Legitimately, it is an excellent film. Like,
I want to see it.
It's really, really good. Like, even the human parts are good.
Yeah. Which,
there are a lot more human parts in that than in this one. So it's good that it would, like, you could actually got invested in their lives and stuff. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's a drama. It's very well written. I should say it's not very well.
Yeah.
That's very well drama.
Yeah. And it's like trying that this is a kamikaze pilot who didn't want a kamikaze, and he's trying to figure out his place in the world after the war. And it's excellent. Highly recommend it when it comes out on home.
Ooh, a Wild Zero, huh? Excellent.
Wild
Zero.
Is that what that is? Your band?
Yeah, we were named after those Japanese fighter pilots. And when I went to this guy's funeral that fought in the Pacific Theater, I was glad that I didn't have like my Wild Zero t-shirt on. Yeah,
Yeah,
disrespect.
wait a minute.
Inappropriate. All right, let's
All
get into
right. But
2014.
yeah,
Sorry.
2014, there was a Godzilla movie that a lot of people saw, and I thought it was very good. And yeah, it sort of started this whole MonsterVerse thing. And I guess, unfortunately, I don't know, maybe, but it's did pretty well. 529 million on that one, total box office. Gareth Edwards directed it, who did Rogue One and a lot of other movies, but it's
I guess they hired him because he did a movie called Monsters, which I haven't seen. He did all the effects like himself.
Yeah,
All the
really. Yeah,
effects.
and they were like, if this
Yeah.
guy can do this with hardly any budget, what he could probably do a great job on a movie with a budget.
Take my money, says Fry.
That's right. Shut up and take my money. Well, he wanted to do it like serious, though. He wanted it to be not like
Not like what we saw,
Godzilla
yeah.
X Kong or whatever, but yeah, he wanted to make it more like Jaws and Jurassic Park and Close Encounters and stuff like that, like Steven Spielberg type of filmmaking, not like sort of a less is more, not just throw everything. The quote is, "I felt that modern cinema is so easy to just throw everything at the screen constantly," but he wanted to have a little more, you know. So
Yeah,
yeah, like you don't see the monsters all the time.
one of the things that bugs me about movies now is that you can do such amazing things with effects that they are just doing these intricate shots left and right, bum 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 bum, and nothing stands out. You know, like there's that part where Godzilla in the Kong movie, he comes out of the iceberg, explodes out of it, but we had seen so many other images that were like just bombarding your senses. That when you need a big moment, you don't really get one. It doesn't really pay off because there are thousands of big moments and they all just blur together. Whereas when we
Yes.
saw this and they actually show Godzilla for the first time in the 2014 one, I was
Oh,
like, that's
yeah.
fucking awesome because there was a build up and anticipation. And then, of course, they cut away from it, which a lot of fans don't like, but we'll get there.
Well, yeah. So, what is the deal with this movie? Toho had done Final Wars, which I
We
mentioned
saw
earlier
that
in 2000,
in the
right?
theater too.
That was 2004, I think, right? And then they were like, all right, we're not going to make one for a
Most
while.
movies, like they call them Millennium series that they released from 2000 to 2004, just kept doing box office wise like worse as each one went on. So they were like, hey, probably time to stop because these movies aren't doing well, and we'll let the Americans take over it at some point.
Well,
I
yeah,
do
how
have a
did.
little knowledge
Please.
drop on the origin of this movie. Actually, it was going to be Legendary, courted Toho for the license, and they were like, sure. But it was only going to be like a short movie. It
Yeah, it
was going
was
to
going to
be
be
like,
45 minutes or something.
it was going to be
yeah, something like
3D
that.
and
Yeah, it was
IMAX and
the
everything.
director of Godzilla versus Hedorah, or aka the Smog Monster, had got the rights from Toho. Because they weren't going to do anything, and he was going to make Godzilla 3D like versus Hedorah to the max or something like that,
Yeah,
to
to
the extreme or
the
something. It was something really dumbfounding. And then Legendary is like, we want to do a Godzilla movie, so they were talking to him because he had Hollywood contacts, and then he went back to Toho, resold them the rights to make a Godzilla movie, in which then Legendary bought, and Bano was is this guy's name, was put on as a producer. And wanted to make sure that at least this Godzilla movie had some sort of environmental message.
Right, that was because the idea is Godzilla sort of their Hiroshima and everything, and yeah, they wanted to have like man versus nature kind of themes, not just big monster destroys cities and whatever. So, what's like the 1998 Godzilla kind of like a people kind of go like, whoops, I don't know if this will work. Yeah. Are you sure you want to make a Godzilla movie?
Yeah, picture like the movies that Legendary's made, like they are pretty, you know, they're pretty serious and they kind of take the craft seriously, and that now that they had the rights, they could do something cool with the hand. They like were like, oh, let's then between Toho and Legendary, like, you guys will have your Monster Universe, and we'll have ours, and we'll just distribute them differently. You know, go for it.
All right. Go for it.
Go for it.
But yeah, obviously Legendary was behind the Nolan Batman, the Nolanverse, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, that was it. But they've got like a lot of people were behind the screenplay. A lot of people that you might have heard of too, like David S. Goyer, Frank Darabont, names in the screenwriting field. So they weren't messing around. I don't know. Frank Darabont has gotten I feel like some people give him a bad.
It seems bad like man. He does a good movie and a bad one.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't know how much he had to do. He took a pass at the script, supposedly, to add some emotion.
It's too bad that didn't come through in the final movie. Am I right? Huh?
Apparently, it was scenes that Darabont wrote that convinced Bryan Cranston and Juliette Binoche to...
they call her Binoche.
to sign up. So that's pretty good. So the idea, like...
We're not doing the
okay. Yeah, fuck it.
Let's I didn't know how you're doing it. Sure, it just seemed to be rambling a bit. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to get a little bit more of the background, but let's just start. Act one, scene A. This is one thing.
Warner Brothers logo.
Well, they do their like these kind of cool. This is one thing that carries over into all the movies. These kind of top secret credits where things are like, you know, crossed out and whatever and
redacted.
Thank you. And like this kind of the Monarch show kind of what came out of this, I almost like it's kind of like. And then they had like the big nuclear explosion at the end of the credits. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And then we're in the Philippines in 1999, and Ken Watanabe gets out of a helicopter. His name is Dr. Ishiro Serizawa.
Yeah, which is combining Ishiro Honda, the director of the original Godzilla, and Dr. Serizawa, who was the character in the original as well. With the eye patch, the Nick Fury of Godzilla movies.
Just because he has an eye patch? Or...
Yeah, he did it first.
Okay. Oh, very good. And then we also have his like assistant, or I don't know if she seems like his assistant, this Vivian Graham, Sally Hawkins. She's in all of them, or not all of them, but
she gets killed in the next one.
Oh, she does? Oh, well, that's a shame. Like, I kind of forgot that one.
Dora, I think. She does get killed. Spoiler. Sorry, that movie came out 6 years ago.
I've had plenty of time. Yeah, you're right.
So they land at this mining site, I guess, a uranium mine that like collapsed. There's like radiation and everything, and he's like a expert. So they go down, they find this old like egg, and then they find another egg that is already hatched. And something crawled out, and like you could tell he went towards the ocean. So then we move to Japan, and yes, Bryan Cranston and Juliette Binoche, they're working in this nuclear power plant. They have a little kid. His name is Ford. He's making a sign that says happy birthday. It's Bryan Cranston's birthday. He's all upset because he's talking about these earthquakes that are in the Philippines. And he's like, we got to have this, you know, we got to get in there. And he tells his wife, Juliette Binoche, they got to go to work. And he's like, go right down to the reactor.
The dangerous part.
Yeah, right. I'm just going to stand up here and drink my coffee.
I'll supervise from a safe vantage point. Happy birthday to me. I got rid of my wife.
Yeah, all right. He's pretty sure something's wrong and there's tremors. Anyway, so she gets trapped down there and the reactor gets breached and she's like, they're running out there. It's very intense though, the drama. Like this is the kind of stuff that separates.
I mean, they've got real actors here, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Good actors.
Right after Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I mean, Bryan Cranston can do anything. Drama, comedy.
Dramedy,
yeah. Right? Short, I'm sure.
Can commercials. Also,
yeah.
I have a note here, Cranston. He lost significant weight to portray Joe Brody.
Really?
And there's a Japanese word that is kanji characters, which I can't read. John probably could. There's like kind of a Japanese word that means like haggard or worn out and emaciated. And like the script, when Cranston read it, was like, oh, this guy really is something I can sink my teeth into. I want to do this and like kind of go a little method with it. And he really, you know, but besides that, his hair looks weird.
Yeah, his hair.
He's wearing a wig, probably because he was, you know, finishing Breaking Bad.
Right, he was
have
bald.
Time to go back. So
yeah,
Heisenberg.
Yep, yeah. It is. But yeah, it's like he's like, please run, and they're like, dude, close the thing. You're gonna, you know, we're all gonna get irradiated. And he's yelling at his wife to run, and she's running, and she stops to like save a guy who fell down, and.
Someone's always got to fall down.
I know. That idiot. And then he has to, like, close the door on them. And then, like, literally, I don't know, not even a minute later, you know, like, she's, like, knocking on the window. She's like, I'm sorry, we didn't make it. Take care, Ford. And he's, like, crying. It's very, like.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, hit me in the
very
feels.
Sad. Yeah, in the feels. Right.
Apparently the name Brody is even a nod to Jaws.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Chief Brody. Yeah, Mark. So yeah, they show the whole plant collapsing and the kid Ford, at least he knows his parents work there and he's very sad. And then we jump ahead 15 years and Ford is all grown up and he's in the army and he's back after a tour of duty. Goes home to San Francisco, sees his wife, who is Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen.
Who's also his sister.
Yeah.
His sister, gross. Ew.
Why did they do this casting of them as siblings after this movie? I'm like, it's such a weird thing. Couldn't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
I know. They could have got Evan Peters to play Quicksilver.
That's right. Marvel fans would have been shitting themselves. And he's got like a, you know, kid, he got a little boy too, just like, you know, it's kind of just
he's
like
called Chevy instead of
so like, yeah, but I love it. This kid made him a sign that says just like he made his dad a sign back 15 years ago, so it's kind of a nice little callback.
And just like then, Bryan Cranston ruins that day too by getting arrested.
Yeah, Brian, they get a call. He has to go to Japan because his dad got arrested for being in the quarantine zone, which is where the, you know, the nuclear plant was that collapsed and their house was close to that. So, yeah, he goes to Japan. He's like, yeah, well, that's all bull. I love it. He says, bull. It's a bunch of bull.
Bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, you'd think he would just say bullshit or something. But I love the way he was like, bull. He's like, we got to go in. I got to get my discs from my old house, from the old house. And like, so I'm like, all right. Anyway, I love they're like zip discs. Which in 1999 was, you know.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
He's to save.
They had a lot of zip discs in the Monarch series, too. Kind of like a callback, I guess.
Yeah. But the interesting thing they discover is that there's no radiation at all. So like, yeah. It's they can breathe and they don't have to wear their suits and everything. So there's a big cover up. It's all a big, it's a bunch of bull.
That's exactly it. He was right. It was bull.
So it's kind of, so there's a, does Ford go into like his old room, it looks like, and he picks up like a little action figure. It's kind of cool. And, but does it say like Mothra or something?
Yeah, there's some sort of Mothra thing, like he was doing an experiment for school.
It's like their fish tank or something.
Yeah. It's like Moth, and then it just says RA kind of like taped on there or something. It's very interesting and it's kind of nice. Bryan Cranston, he takes like a picture of like him, like the family together or whatever.
Yeah, because he said they got evacuated so quickly, he didn't even have a picture of his wife.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of 15 years, you know. Yeah.
Get over it.
That's right. So anyway, but then they get arrested.
I just want to say one thing, though. There's a part where he's talking to someone on a laptop and Ford catches him. And it looked like to me in the close-up shot of Cranston, he closes it. But in the long shot, it's open again, unless I misunderstood what he was doing.
Oh,
no prize, anyone? Got an explanation?
I didn't even notice that. So did he close it because he didn't want
Ford to know? I think he was done, too. But but also, yeah. So anyway, that's just a little continuity.
Probably just was on chat roulette.
So they take him to the plant because Ken Watanabe is there again and whatever. And they're like, these two were, you know, found sneaking around. They say they used to live there. And like they see this big egg thing. And they're like, oh. But I love Bryan Cranston. This scene is amazing. He's just he can speak Japanese. So he's like, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. And he's like ranting and raving. He's like, I know there's something going on here. But then the egg hatches, and it's what they call the Muto later, which is massive unidentified terrestrial organism, right?
So,
yeah. So,
do you guys remember the Comic-Con we went to? Remember, I had stickers that drew Godzilla and a Muto on them.
I remember I remember your stickers.
That was the same year that I made a Batman, Lego Batman sticker, Godzilla sticker with Muto, and
you had Rocket Raccoon, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy thing.
Yeah. And we also established, though, when the Muto hatches, that it can release this electromagnetic pulse that just shorts out everything, which it does a few times throughout the movie. It's a part of the storyline.
The movie has to have an electromagnetic pulse now.
And Bryan Cranston gets badly wounded, but he's like trying to, he's like, Ford, come on, we gotta go, and all this stuff. And like the way they shoot it too, like Ford gets in like one of those hazmat seats kind of thing, and you can hear him breathing. You can't hear any sound, but you see the Muto like smashing everything. It's kind of cool. Like you don't, I mean, because we've seen monsters killing things before, so this is like a different way. You know,
Gareth Edwards said something to the effect that he was trying to do a lot of point of view shots in this to really get the scale of these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of like through binoculars and through goggles and through stuff like that. It's very, very cool. Very well done.
As opposed to close-ups of faces.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like in Godzilla Times Gone. We cut to the morning, and Ford's wife, Elle, Elizabeth Olsen's name is Elle, we should say, and they're saying, like, they're watching the news, and they say it's a 6.3 earthquake has hit Japan, so it's more of the cover-up, and she's on the phone, she's trying to figure out, you know, where her husband is. So in the they're back in Japan, the U.S. Army rolls in. It's David Strathairn, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's been a few things, though. So he's kind of like the army guy. He goes up to Ken Watanabe. He's like, what do you need? And he looks over at Ford and Brian, and Bryan Cranston. And he's like,
those two guys.
I like this guy, too. He's not like the typical general guy who's like, oh, just shoot nukes constantly, you know. It's just completely irrational weirdo.
He's not the General Lane.
He's not the George C. Scott from our last podcast. The Doctor Strange slip.
Yep. Go listen to our Doctor Strange slip. Yeah, although Bryan Cranston's in rough shape, but they're flying him out there. And it's funny, he actually, like, he says, go get home to your family. And then he dies. So very sad. They're chasing after this Muto, and I like one of the lines. He says, this terrestrial organism is no longer terrestrial. It is flying. The Muto is flying.
So it's a Muto.
It's a Mufo. Mofo? Not Mofo. Mufo. So, then we get some exposition. They bring in Ford to be like, well, my dad was tracking this thing. And then Ken Watanabe kind of gives us a story of the ancient creatures, and they eat radiation, and It was actually
the
Brian
God
Cranston.
Monster.
Yeah, we called it Gojira. And like Brian Cranston was like tracking their call, but we established like very dramatic. Ken Watanabe is great, but he believes in the balance of nature and everything. And he says, Godzilla will come. Let's fight this Muto.
He insisted on saying it, the Gojira. In the movie. And not saying Godzilla out of respect for Japan's most famous export.
Godzilla. Also, my late Japanese father, Akira Takarada, had a small scene in this movie that was edited out at the last minute. He was going to be
an
airport, I don't know, security guy or something like that.
In like
scene.
Welcoming
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I think you can see it, maybe. I think I saw maybe it's on a DVD release or something. Oh, and by the way, I got a new monitor, and I was watching this on this. And I'm like, God, it's like really dark. It's like really dark. And they realized when they released this, they didn't color correct it for
home video,
home video distribution or whatever. And they have yet to like kind of release like a good master version. So the version you see streaming, it's like always going to be like this,
yeah,
unless
you
decide to go back.
Uh-huh.
But it's very dark.
I kind of thought it was part of the, that was an artistic choice, but
I think
it's a mistake.
Would
choice.
Still be, but I think it still would be like dark. But I mean, you know, like some stuff I couldn't see that just because I had like, yeah, I have a nice new monitor, and I was like, why is this so dark?
Yeah, what's
so
interesting dark? Is I have just like 2 days ago, I was watching a whole video about why movies don't look the same as they do in theater, because they have to recolor grade stuff for TVs and stuff because it just doesn't look the same. So, but I guess they fucked up when they did it with this. They forgot. They're like, ah, it's good enough.
Yeah, they forgot. And another thing about Gareth Edwards is that, and we were talking about like the other Godzilla X Kong movie and everything, and how like how bright it is and the CG and everything. As much as they do use really great CG in here, there he does use a ton of practical effects, and I think that kind of adds to the character of the and the look of the movie. I think it looks fucking great.
Yes, definitely. So we get to Hawaii. Ford is there. He's going to catch a train or a train. No. He's not catching a train off. He gets on a train.
On a train.
He wants to get on a flight back home. Some kid gets separated from his parents on the train. He's like, oh, bring him to the next stop or whatever. And then it's nice. He gives him the figure that he took out of his house. It's kind of fun. So then they're saying, like, they're still tracking the Muto. And like they're like, oh, we lost track of a sub. A sub went missing. And then when they send in like a team, and the sub is like in the woods, like or whatever, yeah. Like in the tree. The Muto is eating it. It sends out another EMP. Oh, I love this. Like the jets like crash and everything, like because they can't fly because the EMP, and the Ford's train stops, and it's all very dramatic. But then we're building up because like there's like a tidal wave coming, and it's Godzilla. And I love this dog. The dog's like...
Yeah, the dog's not very well secured on its,
I know,
its leash.
Just runs.
Yes.
But Ken Watanabe is pretty happy. He's like, I want to see this. He wants to go up, even though it's like pretty dangerous. He's got to get on... He wants to get up on the deck of the ship so he can see everything. But yeah, he looks through binoculars and you can see Godzilla's... what do they call those things anyway on his
dorsal
back?
Plates.
His dorsal plates? Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that that's what Kong's axe is made out of, one of an old Godzilla dorsal plate.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I guess I just...
Better. Well, that was in the last movie.
Yeah, I just I didn't remember anything about
but
that.
But I remember that. For some reason, I remember that axe from the last movie.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think he even used it, like he shot his fire at it, so it was like... I don't know, like make it like fiery, and he used it to cut the head off. I don't know. I don't remember. But something like that happened. Anyway, yeah. So I love it. Like there's like, this is the part I think you were kind of talking about. Like we don't see full Godzilla yet, but the army guys are there. First of all, like there's this tidal wave going through like the streets. Army guy shoots like a flare up
It goes
Yeah,
up,
and you just get a little it, it. You just get a little bit of Godzilla being revealed by these flares, and it has that a sound effect that Godzilla always has. Like I don't know, his stomach is grumbling or something. Whatever that is. I can't.
A legendary picture sound for sure.
Yes.
Like they go. It's like the toilet.
Yes.
It's like the toilet noise.
Why am I up here to fight noodles?
I mean, we never really see him eating anything. Maybe he is hungry, you know? I don't know. So, yeah, when the lights come back on Ford's train, then you see the Mudo, like, he gets illuminated. He kind of just smashes the train and everything. And like maybe even this is the part where you see full on Godzilla because they show like that.
It's a big explosion and you see his foot coming down through the window of the place and everybody's like, whoa, oh my god! And then it shows him in all this full new awesome CGI glory.
Yeah,
and and that's what I'm talking about, a shot with impact.
Yeah, and like it pans up and then he roars and everything. It's all very slow, and we are like an hour into this movie. And this is the first time you see Godzilla, like, full in the flesh.
Yeah, full.
In all his glory, like you said. Does that mean he's naked? I mean, he is naked.
He is naked, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all know King Kong plays with his ding-dong while playing ping-pong or wherever. I said my great-uncle said, speak Godzilla's the same. Yeah. Just lets it all hang out.
So I love it. Like, we cut back to San Francisco. Ford's kid is watching the news. He's watching TV, and they're showing the monsters are fighting on the TV. Like, we don't see the monsters fighting, like, in a scene in the movie.
This is one of those things that I think in the theater, I was like, I was fine with it. I was like, this is very effective. I like it. You gave me a taste, and I was like, I want more.
Yeah.
It makes for tough rewatchability, though. You're like, I just want to see more.
I think that was why a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of Godzilla fans were really annoyed that they always cut away from him. But I actually didn't mind it, except now I do. I'm like, I wish there was more Godzilla in this movie.
Well.
But still.
I like the pace of this movie.
I do too.
It is a little slow, but.
I like the people parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you connect with them.
You don't always say that in a Godzilla movie, you know? So yeah, meanwhile, Ford, he brings his kids to like this triage. He brings that kid to like a triage thing. He finds his parents, and that's all. That's like a nice moment. And it's good because we get him away from. You don't want to be one of those movies where he's like dragging this kid around everywhere.
God, that'd be the worst.
Yeah.
Unless he used the kid to fight off some monsters.
Yeah, he threw the kid at him.
Fastball special.
So he sees some army guys. He's like, hey, where you going? He's like, oh, well, we're going after those. I guess we're monster hunters now. So they're tracking.
I worked on a book called Monster Hunters, I think.
Oh, very good. So the Muto is going towards California. Godzilla's following him. So they're kind of like Ken Watanabe and Sally Hawkins are kind of like, well, what's going on here? Like, and they're like, there was another one. Like he's calling, the Muto is calling another Muto. He wasn't calling Godzilla to come fight him. And then they're like, well, where would they be going? And he says, where you keep all your nuclear waste. And they cut to this nuclear waste depository thing. And the second Muto is already gone. There's like a huge hole. And he's walking towards Vegas.
It's time to get some gambling.
Get some money. But again, we see it through like binoculars. Like you don't just see the monster walking. It's the binocular shot.
And have a hell of a weekend in Vegas with some of this nuclear waste.
Yeah, some guy does say that. And yeah, like people are gambling and everything. And then the EMP, it all goes dark. It's really funny. Like, all the buildings are already destroyed and the Muto is just kind of walking off. And they establish that this is the female.
She's much sexier than the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, woman.
A woman? So, yeah, like the army has a plan. They got a nuclear bomb. They're like, okay, we're going to just bring them all together and blow those sons of bitches up. And Ken Watanabe is not cool with this. And he shows David Strathairn his watch. It was his father's, and
Yes.
it stopped at, you know, Hiroshima stopped his watch. And so he thinks Godzilla can take down these Mudos. That's what he's there for. It's the balance of nature. Don't use nukes. So,
yep. Save the Earth, man.
Yeah, Godzilla, in, well, all of the movies, in my childhood creature double feature mind, Godzilla isn't a good guy, really. He's the guy smashing and crushing all the buildings, but he kind of, him and Kong are kind of, they're kind of good guys.
Yeah, Godzilla's personality or it would change over time where he started off as
his Godzillanality.
Nuclear...
Sorry.
Yeah. you know, he started off as, you know, going, well, he's a product of nuclear weapons. Then he became defender of the Earth and then back to like, oh, it dangerous nuclear thing. And then now he's protector of the Earth again. So he's sort of like Godzilla and Batman and James Bond are all very similar in the fact that they go through these real serious things and then they just do real goofy, weird shit. And then they got to rein it back in and they go serious again. And then they progressively get to Die Another Day or Batman and Robin. And then they're like, oh, fuck, now we got to do Batman Begins and Casino Royale, you know? So that's how Godzilla's career trajectory has gone.
And then he's just gonna take a little nap.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of everything. I want a cat bed for my cat that looks like a Colosseum.
So at Ford, he's with the army guys. They're in California. He sees the nuke on a train.
Do we mention that Ford as a character is a guy that his job in the military is to defuse bombs?
No,
I don't think
I
we said
realized
that.
We didn't
why,
say that.
That's why he's going along with these
EOD.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
The ordnance officer.
So yeah, oh, very good. So
I
yeah,
learned that from Larry Hama.
Oh, you're like, hey, Larry, this 2014 Godzilla. What's that guy?
What are your thoughts on that?
A little asterisk pops up and it's editor's note. EOD.
Leaping Larry. So yeah, he's a bomb guy. So yeah, he's able to convince them to get on the train, which is bound for San Francisco. So that's how he wants to get home. He's not doing it because he's a bomb guy, but he uses that as like his, you know. And he calls his wife. She's like, "Oh, you okay?" And yeah, it's all very sad.
That's a spot on imitation.
Thank you. It's very dramatic, you know. It's like it's the people, but the people.
She's working at a hospital and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, there's like a news report. They're like, please stay off the roads. They're using the BART stations as like
BART
sheltered. Of course, they show thousands of cars clogged on the highway. Stop, like, please stay off the roads. And yeah,
it's people for it.
Yeah, stupid, dumb.
Here's something I was thinking, not no prize wise, but practically. I guess going into the subway station, which they do in the Monarch show too, is like where you would go, but is Godzilla like, is he heavy enough that even being down there wouldn't protect you, or that's just
well,
the best place
yeah,
to go?
But I can answer that one for you, Clay.
Thank you.
Yeah, he could hit there in Godzilla 1984. He's walking through the city and the ground collapses underneath them because it just steps on a certain pot and then he loses balance and smashes into a building. So, yeah, I don't know you would be particularly safe down there.
I
As we see
gonna...
like, in the news in the last couple of months, there's been sinkholes and stuff.
Some of these potholes here in Brighton, North Dakota, look like Godzilla walked down the street trying to avoid ones on my bike. You know?
That's the safest place to live is right here in North Dakota because no monsters would ever come here. It's like it sucks. There's nothing to do and it's cold. So
no nuclear base.
Right. So they got this idea to rig this bomb with like an analog timer, because otherwise the Mudo will just knock out the, you know, like the any electric sort of.
Say the gold knife. You know it. Come on.
What is the gold? What is it?
EMP.
EMP. I'm sorry.
It does. Like you used to put it in every script when we had an EMP. We just quote it directly from Gold Knife. An electromagnetic pulse that will knock out anything with an electronic
circuit.
Or...
Yes.
Lightning Larry.
But of course, they're on a train. I mean, the train's not going to run. I mean, even though the, I don't know what they thought would happen.
With the coal, the shoveling it into the furnace.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, I guess.
No, I'm kidding. That's my no problem.
I guess this qualifies for a train fight in a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, so they stop the train is stopped and like, well, we got to see what's going on up there. Like, is the bridge out?
It becomes Stand By Me.
Yeah, right.
Scene with the
train. They're on the tracks. They're like checking it out. I love it. They're down on the where the water is on the bottom of the bridge, and like a flaming tank just kind of like goes, flies at them, and then it kind of just, this burning wreckage just going down river.
One of these army guys, his code name is Snake Eyes.
Oh, really? Is that what they said? Or is that something that Larry Hama told you?
Both.
But it's kind of like, it's very cool. It is very Jurassic Park almost. Like the Muto comes and it's like over them at one point. It's like under the bridge at one point. It's very much like when the T-Rex comes and it's like she shines the flashlight like in his eye or whatever. And yeah. And then they're kind of like, ooh. And I love it. They're like hiding on the, I don't know if you wouldn't just run, but they're like, hit the deck. And they just are going to lie there, stand still. It must be thinking about Jurassic Park. You know, he's just, it, vision is based on movement. And then the flaming train comes at them.
Every time you say flaming, I'm thinking of Flaming Moe.
Oh, happiness is just a flaming moe.
Flaming train away.
Yeah. But then there's a cool moment. Like the Muto knocks out the bridge. Ford falls all the way down into the water. And the train lands like right after him. Like almost hits him right in the head. So it's pretty crazy. But, you know, and then Muto he's going after that nuke. So, and Godzilla, meanwhile, is still swimming towards land.
That's because they haven't come up with their hollow earth thing where you could jump around.
Yeah, right. Thank God. And up in the morning, Ford is like, he's covered in dirt. He wakes up and he's this
spotted and wrecked. He looks like Arnold in The Predator.
Yeah, he kind of does. They pick him up and I feel like at that point they'd be like, all right, you're done. And
yeah, great job fucking that up. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Yeah. But he was the only one who survived, apparently, so you know, I guess they need him. But anyway. So we're going, we cut back to Elle, his wife, and they're evacuating San Francisco. She's like, I can take Sam, you know, their son. And she's like, oh, they put him on a bus. You know, like they're evacuating. There's this scene on the bridge is pretty awesome. The way it's shot, the way it's like, yeah, I love this stuff. There's like, the ship's out, like, shooting, like, they're trying to shoot at Godzilla, and they're hitting the bridge. It's crazy. And they're like, stop shooting! There's people over here.
This is the scene, right, where like the planes just fall out of the sky too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because the EMP, cool. Of course, your favorite.
Yeah.
But it is pretty cool. Like, yeah, like what's her name? Elle looks up, she sees someone parachuting down, and then like behind her, a plane hits the building, which is a little 9/11, a little scary.
But... Yeah, enough time, I guess, had gone by that people weren't sensitive about it anymore.
Yeah. 13 years.
I like on the bridge too, like the tanks are just rolling in, and one tank, like there's like a sidewalk and like a railing for the sidewalk on the bridge separated the car. The tank just fucking rolls right over it and points the shit right at Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's like pretty badass. This is very G.I. Joe. Like all this stuff.
Yeah, the army stuff is definitely very G.I. Joe. It is great too. There's all these kids on this school bus, and the bus driver just like floors it. I mean, good for him. I think he saved all those kids because Godzilla took out that bridge pretty quick.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, anyways,
I'm looking forward to the Apple spinoff show about the bus driver.
No. I kill the bus driver. So yeah, we get another Muto EMP. Have they already turned on the nuke? I guess because their plan is still to lure all three, and then like send them out to sea.
Let's say yes, it still is. I kind of lost track too.
Yeah. Anyway,
I want to say something about the Mudos for a second.
Sure.
I'm kind of underwhelmed by their design. They sort of look like, I don't know, like that was like the Starship Troopers things and the Beetle kind of combined. It just kind of was like, maybe that's why they call them Mudos. They're like,
I had beef with the Mudos from when I first watched this. I just thought, I was like, oh, we don't get like a classic monster. They made up a new one. Like, okay. I don't really like them. I think they look kind of stupid, but watching it this time, they kind of grew on me. I kind of like think of them as a real threat. So I share your vision of the Mudos. I didn't like them really at first, but just I hadn't seen this movie in a while and now I like them.
There is one cool part. So one of them can fly and that's the male, I guess they say.
The
Mufo, yeah. And he just dive bombs the ship and just like the ship is like in the water, just smashes it, and then it comes up with the nuke.
Yeah.
Nice. And then there's
good
like
boy.
Yeah.
Go fast.
I love it. He goes to the other Muto. There's all these like collapsing buildings and smoke. It all looks very realistic to be like, I mean, I don't know what a lot of collapsing buildings look like, I guess, but frankly. I remember them. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
It looks very realistic. And then the two Mudos kiss, kind of. They have like a nice love.
And they're
it's like when you shop like, dumb.
For me, huh? Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have. And then she breaks out her Mudo lingerie. And,
It's going to take me a while to get this on, though, because I have a lot of appendages.
I get 16 legs. It takes a while.
So they take it, they build a nest, and they take the nuke down there. Now, yeah, it's already armed. So they're like, they need Ford to go down, disarm the thing, which he says he can do in 60 seconds if it's still intact. So plan B is run the bomb to a ship, send the ship out into the bay, and then, yeah, they all, you know, so we'll detonate far enough away. And if they happen to attract the monsters, well, then that's, I guess it's good. But at this point, they just don't want a nuclear bomb going off in the middle of San Francisco. So now we have this cool Halo jump scene, which
this
I think
was, cool.
was a
this
trailer.
Was trailer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's that same music that they use in 2001. The, you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was hoping you guys would jump in with me and harmonize, but well, it's all right. It's solo act.
That was perfect. You didn't need it.
Don't need it. You're just perfect as you are.
But yeah, like they're jumping off again. You don't see anything. You kind of just hear it. Like, but you don't hear it. You don't hear anything.
You get little glimpses of what they're seeing, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy. But then, I mean, we also have this, the classic line in here when the general goes up to Ken Watanabe. He's like, this doesn't work. Can Godzilla, like, beat them and whatever? And he says, oh, yes, he's the greatest, the monster or whatever. And he just says, let them fight.
That was, like, everywhere for a year.
Yeah, it was. So
that had something going on that there was, like, conflict. They go, let them fight.
Yeah. And there's another, this is the scene I think you were talking about earlier where, like, so Elle is, like, running. It's like, raining. She's kind of trapped between the Godzilla on one side and the Mudo on the other, and like she gets down into the shelter and the door shuts just as the two of them are starting to fight it out, and you don't get to see them fight. It's boo. So anyways, the army guys, they land, they run to the nest. That you could, the Mudo is there, and you could see her big pregnant belly all that's glowing. Kind of weird. But she defends her young, unborn young, and she goes after Godzilla. They find the nuke, and there's little spores, there's tiny little Mudos in all the little cute little Mudo eggs.
Adorable.
Mudo sacks.
Mudo sacks. So yeah, now all three of the monsters are fighting. The flying Mudo is like stabbing him with the big eggs. And this part, I didn't really. I know they're kind of pressed for time, but like, they're like, okay, open the thing so Ford can disarm it. And they're like, we don't have time. And they just take it and run. They take like no time at all. It's like 2 seconds.
Was that 60 seconds? All it's going to take me if it works.
Yeah, like if I can get this thing open, I can disarm it in 60 seconds. And they're like, we have no time. We got to go. So they run the nuke out of there. Meanwhile, Ford's like, oh, something's going on. So he has a plan. And as the Mutos are, they're actually beating Godzilla. And Ford ruptures like a gas line. And it hits fire. And the whole nest explodes.
Huzzah.
All the little Mutos go up in smoke. And then the big Muto, Mama Muto, she's not too happy about that. Like, as she's like, my babies. We get the first glimpse of Godzilla doing the charging thing that he did like a million times in the movie that we saw the other day.
But, yeah, but this was a big deal. But, yeah. You know, when he does this, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Shows dorsal plates lighting up and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, she shoots the Mama Muto. And I love the army guards are like, what the hell? Did you see that? And then the dad Muto is back again. Attacks Godzilla again. So anyway, they get the nuke to the dog. They hotwire the boat, which I thought was kind of a cool thing.
And how come they didn't have a boat waiting?
No, they did. But they need to, you know, because there's no electromagnetic pulse or whatever. I assume that was EMP related, but maybe they, whatever. They put it on a boat. And as soon as they start the boat up, Mama Muto's like, hey, wait a minute. That's my nuke.
Yeah, that's my lunch. Yeah. Don't touch that. That's my lunch.
That's my lunch. So Mama Muto goes for the boat. Meanwhile, flying Daddy Muto, this part I thought was just awesome, flies right at Godzilla, and Godzilla just spins and whacks it with his tail.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right into a building and kills it dead. But then the building falls on him. It's like, oh. And like, Ella's actually down there. You can actually, maybe this is kind of what you were talking about, Clay, where it's kind of like all this dust and debris kind of falls into the subway and we don't know what happened to her. And meanwhile, we're building up to the climax here. Ford is running to the shore because the Muto is clearing out all the army guys that were trying. So he gets the boat, like he pushes it away from the dock and it's going out there. And then like it kind of dies again because the Muto is standing over like EMP, I guess. I don't know. And it's like about to kill him. It's all very ominous. And then it's like, it's almost like Saving Private Ryan. Do you remember? I don't know if you guys remember the end of Saving Private Ryan at all. When Tom Hanks is trying to shoot the tank with his handgun.
Yes.
Ford pulls out his handgun like he's going to shoot, like it's going to do anything. But he's going to fight to the end. And just about when the Muto's about to like pounce on him, it kind of stops and to pull back. Godzilla grabs it, opens his mouth, charges up and shoots his fire right down the throat.
That was so good.
That was, I was in a big theater and everybody fucking lost their minds. It was like a preview night too. Everyone was like, man. Yeah.
It is awesome. I love it. And he ends up just holding the head. Like the head just kind of separates from the rest of the body. It's amazing. So I guess with the Muto dead, the boat comes back to life. Like, I don't know. The boat starts sailing out. And both Ford and Godzilla end up just kind of collapsing, like taking a nap, I guess.
No Colosseum close by to nap in, though.
No. I guess, it's been a rough day. So they take a little nap. You know, they show the clock is ticking on the nuke, and a chopper comes in, and they lift Ford out of there. And they show the nuke detonating way out to sea. It's kind of a nice little thing there.
Hopefully we don't eat any of the fish that were just anything like that.
And then we get like kind of like a little bit of falling action here, the cleanup. Godzilla's still sleeping. Ford has his son, but they don't know where his wife is. They go to SoFi Stadium, where there's like sort of a kind of like after Katrina, didn't they all go to the stadium in New Orleans,
The
right?
dome thing?
Yeah, the Superdome. This is SoFi Stadium, just in case, for all you trivia people out there. Not that anybody cares, but that's where the San Francisco 49ers play. And I'm like, yeah, Ken Watanabe goes to see Godzilla, just to see him. He wakes up from his nap. That's nice. Then they find L. They're reunited. Big hug. And
And on
Godzilla,
the
you're from.
TV, they call Godzilla the King of the Monsters.
Yeah, and the savior of the city. And he kind of does like a weird belly flop into the
Yeah.
water.
I was like, he's kind of chunky, so it's not graceful.
It's not. He kind of flops into the water and swims away. And that is the end of the movie. It's, yep. Got, they're all cheering him and everything.
Yay.
It's fun though. It was great. It was a good ending despite the belly flop.
I think that made it even better.
Oh, very
Yeah.
okay.
Dad bod Godzilla belly flops into the water. Yeah.
Yes.
It's
Savior of the
It
city,
sounds like you like
eater of Cheetos. The design of this Godzilla very much, John.
What's that?
It sounds like you like the design of this Godzilla.
I was gonna like just about any design of Godzilla after the 1998 American Godzilla, which didn't look anything like Godzilla. So the fact that this one looks like Godzilla was like, because there was that Comic-Con teaser trailer they put out a couple of years before, but you couldn't find it anywhere online because they confiscate everybody's phones and stuff. But someone managed to snap a shot of it, and all us Godzilla nerds are like trying to analyze this blurry picture and stuff. But you could see the silhouette of him. We're like, well, at least it looks like Godzilla. So that got everyone excited. So yeah, I like this design. It's not my most favorite one, but I was still happy with it. Except his feet, his elephant feet. Not a fan of.
Well,
Elephant
a lot
feet,
of
at least
people
they weren't.
complained about his small, like Pomeranian face.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. He still looks like Godzilla. You
It's
know,
fine.
that's what counts.
I think, yeah, the park, the scene, right, where the flying Muto is flying at him, and it kind of gives him like a look. He's like, "Oh, I see you coming at me," and then
Yeah,
that's just
that's one of
it
the
was good.
great things about being able to do these characters in CGI is you can give more emotion in their face now. You can go, oh, he's thinking about something there,
Yeah, it's not just a
which you couldn't do with the
rubber
rubber suit.
mask. Yeah, the
So even
floppy.
though it's
Sorry.
not a rub, sorry, even though it's not like a rubber suit, isn't it weird that like people really just want it to still look like a guy in a rubber suit? Like
Oh yeah, I think that's
that's
in
like.
Shin Godzilla. That's what they did. They were like, we don't want him to look too real. Try to make him look like a guy in a rubber suit. You know,
It
so weird.
is weird. It's but like it's gotta give people what they want, but try to make it look a little cooler. I don't know. People would be mad if, I mean, I don't know,
They
people
were
get mad
mad
about
when
everything.
Godzilla 98 came out. They're
Yeah.
like, he doesn't look
Well,
like a rubber suit. He looks like a lion and iguana had sex, you know? Doesn't look anything like Godzilla. So.
I mean, that's one. It didn't look anything like it, but I feel like maybe if the movie was good, that would have saved it
Yeah,
a little bit.
the movie
True.
sucked.
People are like, well, hey, it was a good movie, but it didn't look anything like him. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, there is different Godzillas over the year. They had different suits over the years, so
They're all some slightly different.
sometimes his eyes were like huge.
Yeah, there are a couple bad suits in there too. But my Mrs. Elder can't tell the difference between them. I used to have a T-shirt on the back that had all the different, like it was like a sort of like Hollywood Squares kind of thing where it was just all pictures of heads of the different Godzilla suits, and I could point to her and say,
Oh,
"This one's
nice.
from this one, this one's from this one," because I was such a big nerd. And she's like, "I don't see the difference in any of them." I was like, "What are you, blind woman?"
Can't believe I married you.
Yeah, it's like I don't even know you.
Wasn't there like a Darth Vader shirt or something that was like
Yeah, right.
mad, sad,
Yeah,
angry, or whatever?
yeah.
And like,
It's all the same
and then
picture.
all the same picture Darth Vader. Yeah. Well, but yeah, this Godzilla, I think it's a good Godzilla too. I think it's a good design.
I think it's gotten better. I like the one that in the newest one, probably the best. Maybe sans the pink, but just design wise of the character, I thought he looked really good.
I like the pink. not gonna lie.
Not that I'm saying I hate the pink. I was just saying I like it better without the pink.
Well, the pink was the pink was, you know, not. That's him getting all nuclear-y.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just saying I don't want him glowing all the time. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get to final thoughts. How about that?
All right, what do we think? Who wants to go first? Does anybody have a...
Clay wants to go first, right?
Oh, okay.
Because we always volunteer him for his... where he goes in this.
Volunteer Clay as tribute. Yeah.
I always go first because you guys are like, you go first.
Because right? I never have anything to say in my final thoughts. We're doing like, the I liked it because I've already said it.
Then because you're making me go first, I have to say that I reviewed this movie 10 years ago when it came out for Force of Geek. I dug up my review, and because
you're
going to
read it
go first,
word for word,
I'm going to read selected quotes because I don't remember what I wrote or what I said about it or anything. But that'll give my real grade. Time to relegate the 1998 film to the archives and stop complaining about it like oh so much Burton's Planet of the Apes. And that I said, let Pacific Rim be your ersatz prequel for this summer giant monster movie that digs deep into the Toho archives for the meaning behind Godzilla's motivations and where he ranks on the good monster versus bad monster scale. Strong, strong, strong. We're not going to read the whole thing. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. The acting is top notch and the story teases monsters straight out of the gate, but patiently waits to get there in time. And then if you're a Godzilla fan, you've already bought your ticket. And for the rest of you, get out there and see this on the biggest screen you can, because I did see it on IMAX, and it was awesome.
Oh, very well.
The bottom line is that this movie has everything from train fights to monsters to someone heroically saving a school bus full of kids, which is Superman trope. Oh, and tanks and explosions. Take on the God Monster this weekend while the theaters are still intact. Wow, I was really laying it on thick there. But
that's very Stanley inspired.
Yeah,
laying it on. That's good. It's good. I like the enthusiasm.
So that's 10 years ago, me. 2024 Clay, which also embraces enjoying a movie like Godzilla X Kong. Still high enjoyment for me. When I watched this movie, we had a great time. Even though I got yelled at for using my phone waiting for Stacy to get in.
Oh, yeah. You told me that story.
Yeah, because Stacy loves Godzilla too. And I had the press pass, but I was there early and she was running late. And I'm just texting with her, like, I'm in the theater. I have our seats, because they were the press seats, you know? And then the guy next to me, because the movie's starting and stuff, the guy next to me goes, "Don't do that." And I always remember the way, his tone was so, he was so pissed off. And he was like, "Don't do that." So I always remember that too. But you know what? I'm going to get to my rating, 2024 rating. And I'm going to give this movie high watchability, rewatchability, that is. And I'm just going to fucking give it an A+. I love this movie.
Wow. All right.
Well, I'll go next then, since mine will be short, because we also talked about this on the podcast 10 years ago. So we're just going to just edit in what I said right there. And
all right.
So yeah, that's what I thought of the movie.
Great.
Just listen to what I said. No, I really enjoyed this movie. As a fan, as a lifelong fan, it was pretty much everything I wanted up to that point, and it washed the bad taste of the 98 Godzilla out of my mouth. And the pacing is a little slow at parts, but I'm okay with that. I'm going to give it an A-.
Oh, very good. Very good. Oh,
very well.
Do we have a? Do you want to go, Josh? Or do you want me to go?
The next human.
I'll go. I mean, I don't. You're probably best to put what I said back then, if I even did say.
But I'm sure we are.
What I might have said was, what I said earlier about I think I like the part with the people better. But I was also never like a huge monster movie guy, so like I was never really into Godzilla anyways. I feel like I definitely found the more recent one more entertaining and how with how bad and amazingly awesome it was at the same time. So this one, I probably would give it a B.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Nothing
All
wrong with
right.
that. Nothing wrong with that.
Roll the B.
Before I get to my final thoughts, so
So it's like go to
obviously,
the Hollow Earth and then even the more Hollow Earth, your final.
what I guess I want to kind of ask, what happened, right? Like, how did we go from this? I guess it's just different directors and different
Well, yeah,
visions, but
what
like.
happened was Gareth Edwards was offered Rogue One and was like, I'm gonna go do Star Wars. You know, this might be
Sure.
my only chance to do Star Wars because he was gonna do King Ghidorah in the sequel and stuff, and then it all fell through once he left and got signed to do Rogue One. So, and
So
then they just brought in, they're like, well, okay, we had this real serious kind of down to earth movie. What can we do that would be the exact opposite as a follow-up?
well, that's what I mean. Like, did they? So this was like a conscious decision to be like, was it because people were kind of down on it because it didn't have as much monsters as,
I
you
think
know?
so, yeah.
And they were just like, well, let's just have give them all monsters and no story and no drama. Like it's 'cause
Yeah, because King of the Monsters was enjoyable, like the ex Kong. It's like so dumb that you just can't help but enjoy it. But
yeah.
I, going back and watching it, I'm like, this movie is pretty stupid. Yeah, but
Yeah.
it had King Ghidorah in it, and I was trying to say
Right.
Rodan. You know,
Yeah.
with you know, that scene that we loved, where the pilot ejects to escape Rodan, and then gets eaten by him instead.
Right in his mouth.
Yeah. How can you not love a movie like that?
Yeah, and well, I think that one was probably better than the Godzilla versus King Kong, which came
Yeah.
out
Yeah.
next.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I could. And I haven't watched them all in a while, so I don't know if they're any good. But yeah, so like the studio was just like, we don't need to make good movies. We just need to make monster movies. And
Well,
that's what they
there was a
did.
they were worried for a little while because King of the Monsters didn't do as well, and they were like, "Well, we already started on Godzilla versus Kong. That's probably going to be the last one." And then that one performed really well during a pandemic, and that got them to make more movies. But they were pretty much thinking they were going to stop after King Kong, Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want them to stop,
No, I don't think they are now because now this
yeah,
movie's done really
right.
well
At
too.
least the
So
movie's making money. Yeah.
it already made $2 billion worldwide. It hasn't even been a full week, right?
That is insane.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, that's what that's it's just funny how you can see that this is what happens. You know what I mean? Like a studio just goes, whatever. Like they get one director, you know, like, okay, we'll let you make this Godzilla movie. And then when they're just like, all right, well, we're just gonna make another movie. Make whatever we want. But yeah, as far as my final thoughts, I think this is probably an A movie. I really enjoy it. I know the
It is
pacing
a
is a
movie.
little weird. It's an A movie. It's great. I think it is, especially when you think about like, oh yeah, like he's trying to make it like Jurassic Park and you know Jaws and stuff like that. Like it's not, you don't see everything all the time. It is, yeah. There are parts where you're like, oh, I want to see the monsters, you
Yeah,
know. But it's
I
kind
also
of
feel
harder.
that sort of works in its favor, that it leaves you
Yeah,
wanting more. And
yeah,
that, you know, whereas
yeah.
now they're you're like, I want more, and they're like, here you go, and they're just ramming it down your
Right.
throat, you
Like,
know,
right, you
like
know, I don't want so much. I
yeah,
kind of
just
want
hold
less.
off, hold off, oh jeez,
But like, just the two things, like like you said, like there are certain shots where you're just like, oh, that's awesome, Godzilla. But like the end, you know, with the fire down the throat,
you're
and then
remembering
the,
these things because they stand out, you know.
yeah, I don't remember what happened in the movie we saw 3 days ago. Like,
I couldn't even tell what was happening in half the movie
how did
because
they
it was
kill
so
the
crazy.
guy? Did they burn him? What happened? I don't even remember. Who cares?
Which guy?
The monkey guy.
Scar. I don't remember how he did. Did they freeze him and then smash him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's good, but you would have remembered if it hadn't been surrounded by 9,000 other, like, just insane shots. Right. Yeah.
This thing was 10 years ago. Even if we didn't just watch it, you know, to prepare for this podcast, I still would remember that he shot his fire down the throat.
I think they got, like, Godzilla fans call that the Widowmaker or something like that.
Oh, really? That's like a move?
Does this dude take King Ghidorah too in the next one? Like, because I know he blows off one of his heads and then it grows back.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember that.
Head, the fan's name. Like, yeah, they did. They're like, that's the dopey head, and they named it Kevin.
So. Oh. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember much about that movie at all. I think we did watch it one time.
During the pandemic. Yeah.
We went and saw it.
King of the Monsters we saw together, and then Kong and Godzilla we saw, like, we just had like a watch party.
Yeah. We didn't even record it or anything. We just watched it. But I remember, you're right. I remember this movie. I've also seen this movie more because I do enjoy it. Like, I think it's great. So I give it an A. I think it's fun.
There you go.
It's good filmmaking. So you can make a good Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to just be smashing buildings. So that's what I say. And so I guess that's it. Thank you for everyone for coming on. Thank you, Josh. Good, always good. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's a pleasure for us. For me, anyways. Don't forget to check out all of our other podcasts, leaguepodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts, especially YouTube, which we have a lot of stuff up there now. That Clay does a lot of hard work over there.
Yeah, Clay, he's a hard worker.
He's a hard worker.
He's a good guy.
And if I'm correct, this is $4.99, so we're going to have a big 500th episode coming up.
If you're correct and if our numbering is correct, I don't know. Hopefully I numbered them all right. But we'll have to figure that one out. So go back and listen to all 499 of them. Including
Get caught up, just like I'm gonna get caught up by watching Kong Skull Island.
Oh,
never gonna do it.
It's okay.
Maybe.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's dumb.
It goes into the Monarch stuff more.
I was going to say, it takes, there's a clip of it at the beginning of Monarch. There's, like, a little snippet.
There's also clips on TV screens behind characters at the beginning of King of the Monsters, too.
Oh, all right. I got to catch up on Monarch. That's what I've only seen a few episodes. So
I'm not a fan. Peter Parker in it, and then that sort of made me not want to watch it.
Peter Parker in it? Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You're like, no, there's a Peter Parker in the first 5 minutes. If it's not I can watch it. If it's the computer generated Peter Parker, I can watch that. But if it's a legitimate big old hairy Peter Parker, I can't watch it.
Yeah, stay away. Stay away.
Okay, then I won't be watching.
You won't watch the entire show at all?
Yeah.
One scene about it.
Yeah. No. I can't do it.
Wait, what? What am I missing? What?
John has a fear of...
I have a phobia. Yeah, and I don't like to say it out loud because anytime I say something in front of my phone, it starts feeding me everything I don't want to see. So.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
That's why I was warning you about it. I didn't want
I'd appreciate that because I would have been like, oh, god damn it.
But I kind of thought you would just like... Skip that.
Well, I didn't know if it comes back or not. If I can just skip over that part and they don't have any more Peter Parkers in there, then I'll watch it. Are we still recording? Because this is let's end this.
All right. Well, go back and listen to all those episodes. You don't have to listen to all of them, but listen to what we got. And thanks if you have listened to any of them. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. So. And we'll see you at 500.
And thanks to you.
Thanks to you.
500.
Sayonara, shitheads.
Later.